This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots of time to take your phone calls today, and we'd like to share with you some of the most important health news of the week. That's what we do each week here on Intelligent Medicine. You can reach us by calling. You can call us at our number, which is 877-726-8255. That's a lot of numbers, so let's simplify it. It's 877-726-TALK, 877-726-TALK. And call us this hour or next, and we'll invite you right into the doctor's office. You can have a conversation with me about whatever it is that ails you or whatever health concern assails you or your family. So this week, lots and lots of important studies and articles, and I'll try and do a deep dive on some of them. And I think the most important one has to do with a study just released and widely reported on in the press, which has the title Vitamin D Supplementation to Prevent Acute Respiratory Tract Infections. What are acute respiratory tract infections? Well, we commonly refer to them as colds. And we've known for a long time that vitamin D has immune-regulating effects. I say regulating because when the immune system is in overdrive in autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus or MS, there is good information that suggests that vitamin D has an immune-modulating effect, taming an out-of-control, careening immune system. But on the other side, there's actually some pretty convincing information that vitamin D may help to augment the immune system when the immune system needs boosting, in particular in relationship to, well, for one, tuberculosis. It's actually been shown that tuberculosis is more responsive to treatment with medications when people take adequate vitamin D. In fact, that's the basis of the vitamin D cure that people used to seek in the 19th century in Europe. What they did is they literally packed kids with tuberculosis on trains, and they took them to the country where they could play outside in the sunshine. They didn't know about vitamin D then, but they knew that fresh air and sunshine had a salutary effect on tuberculosis. They didn't have medications in those days, or the things that they used were crazy, like mercury treatments and all manner of weird stuff. But the sunshine helped to enable the body to manufacture vitamin D. There's also some evidence that vitamin D may help the flu. Well, in this new study, what they found was there was a significant but modest effect for everyone who takes vitamin D daily or even just weekly. But for those who had low levels of vitamin D, there were dramatic effects in terms of reducing the amount of colds. This article comes from Great Britain. They looked at 11,000 patients in 14 countries from 25 clinical trials. They estimate that 70% of the population in the United Kingdom get at least one cold in a given year. That's probably the case here as well. The researchers in England calculate that daily or weekly supplements of vitamin D would mean 3.25 million fewer people in the UK having at least one cold per year. That's on the basis of a population of 65 million. Well, multiply that by about four, and you have the population of the U.S., and you can imagine we're talking maybe, you know, 10 or 15 million fewer colds per year. And no question that vitamin D doesn't make you invulnerable to the rhinovirus that causes colds. or the influenza bug that causes the flu, but it definitely reduces the risk that you're going to acquire these infections. And if you do, your infections may be milder and less severe. I've seen it again and again. Patients come to the Hoffman Center. They're reeling from frequent colds. They say, I go from one cold to another. I barely recover from the last cold before I get another one. Invariably, we check their vitamin D. It's very low, especially in winter when people don't get sun. And lo and behold, when we supplement aggressively with vitamin D, they have a lower risk of recurrence of their respiratory tract infections. It's not just a matter of vitamin D. There are other important nutrients that help to support immunity. But vitamin D is a champion when it comes to nutritional support for frequent respiratory infections. And also, it's been shown to be helpful for asthma. So, very strong and persuasive article this week demonstrating the benefits of vitamin D. And, oh, by the way, here's another side benefit of vitamin D, the most versatile vitamin known to man. Researchers this week also demonstrated that increased levels of vitamin D can help to optimize muscle strength. I'll take that. Sounds good to me. And this has been known for a while. Actually, sports trainers make use of vitamin D for sports teams. I believe it was the Chicago Blackhawks who a few years ago won the NHL hockey championship, the Stanley Cup, and they attributed some of their success to taking lots of vitamin D. So in this study, 116 healthy volunteers aged 20 to 74 were given vitamin D. And what they found was that levels of vitamin D were associated with increased lean mass and muscle bulk. Those who had a muscular advantage had a higher level of active vitamin D in the bloodstream. So this effect was mostly seen in women. It was not as much of a strong effect in men. But the suggestion is that vitamin D plays a role on skeletal muscle function. And the previous studies have shown that vitamin D may be helpful for older individuals to help prevent falls. Well, falls may be related to balance problems, but they're also related to decreases in leg strength, which may make you feel ungainly or off balance. Okay, if you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I've talked about this frequently here on Intelligent Medicine, and I want to share some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. It's the Zona Plus. And it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. And it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that's beautifully designed. It guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Now, there are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks of regular use. You got to stick to it, but it's likely that after a couple of months, you will see some changes in your blood pressure, regardless of whether you depend on medication. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-401-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. Okay, when we return, some of your phone calls, and we've got some new guidelines on treatment for back pain, and I think they'll surprise you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you are missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seeds, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. Ohira's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support, so switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. Ohira's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number, 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And you can call us this hour or next, or, hey, there are other ways to get through to us. You can also email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. You won't appear live on this program, but you will get your question answered on our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast that you can listen to via drhoffman.com or download from iTunes, Stitcher, or any other podcast delivery service. And there's yet another way that you can get your question to us. You can go to our homepage at drhoffman.com, and you'll see there's a black rectangle on the right side. You click on it, it'll prompt you to pose a question, as this caller is about to. His name is Ron.
I was just wondering if the doctor happens to know how many cases reported or otherwise of Lyme and related maladies there are in this country. Well, how many new cases there are per year? Seems like there'd be more than what I just read about somewhere. I believe I've had it also myself. It was pretty bad a few years ago, but I've since recovered mainly since then through supplementation. A doctor never treated it. It was never diagnosed, but I had to know, and I apparently have come close to knowing. All righty. Thank you so much.
Okay. That's a good question, Ron. And, you know, you're really hitting on it, which is that, you know, he didn't give out a number, but he said that the number of reported cases seems to him a lot lower than the actual number of cases. And the reason for that is that there is a vast discrepancy between the reported cases, which annually are about only 30,000 across the United States, with, by the way, about 90% of them occur in 14 states, which are mostly along the eastern seaboard: Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Delaware. These are among the states that count for the majority of cases, although there's no state, I think, in the United States that is exempt from at least a few reported cases of Lyme disease. So the problem is it's vastly underreported. What actually has to happen for a case to be reported is there has to be a submission to a health department or to the Centers for Disease Control. And a lot of doctors will diagnose and treat Lyme disease without making an actual report. There's no really formal reporting system for this. Or alternatively, there may be a lot of people who have Lyme disease, but they don't get properly diagnosed. So by other estimates, which are based on lab tests, or diagnoses submitted on insurance claims, there may be 250,000 to 500,000 cases per year of Lyme disease. And here's another wrinkle to that. And by the way, I'm not talking off the top of my head, as Ron's saying, hey, do you happen to know? It's like, no, I had to look this up, Ron. They did an interesting study in forestry workers. I guess they were loggers, or maybe they worked for national parks, something along those lines. And they just did blood tests on them randomly. They didn't look for people who were sick necessarily. Just picked 41 forestry workers in the Northeast, and they tested them for Lyme disease. And something very shocking occurred, is that 10 of 41 had antibodies to Borrelia burgdorferi, which is the agent responsible for Lyme disease. However, only two of them reported having the characteristic bullseye rash or distinct symptoms of Lyme disease. So what does that tell us? It tells us that maybe there are a lot of people walking around with the bacteria, not properly diagnosed. Maybe they're suffering from aches and pains they attribute to old age, or they're fatigued, or they're having brain fog, or any of a number of symptoms that may be attributable to Lyme disease. Maybe even, you know, symptoms that are severe neurological problems like dementia. They just weren't properly diagnosed. Or alternatively, the other explanation is that maybe some people get bitten by these ticks. They get Lyme disease, but due to some resistance factor of their immune system, they're able to withstand it, and they don't have, you know, serious problems associated with exposure to Lyme disease. So, so that's an interesting question, and it's, and, you know, it's a thought-provoking one. Okay, according to a study, married people have lower levels of stress. Do you believe this? Married people are healthier than those who are single, divorced, or widowed, research has found. Now a study provides the first biological evidence to explain how marriage impacts health. Well, what they're relying upon here is not a measure, you know, not like subjectively, how do you feel, are you stressed, a questionnaire, or a psychological examination. They measured the stress hormone cortisol in single or divorced or widowed individuals versus those who were married. And what they found, this is saliva samples. By the way, this is a test that we do at the Hoffman Center when we try to measure stress. They found that those who were married, by and large, on average, had lower levels of cortisol or stress hormone compared to those who were single, divorced, widowed, etc. I would say, however, you know, no question, marriage may be beneficial for health and may be beneficial for stress. But like any drug, results may vary, and side effects may include a lot of things. Okay. Also, in a related study, marriage has been linked to lower heart risks in a study of more than 3.5 million adults. So after adjusting for age, sex, race, and other cardiovascular risk factors, researchers found that marital status was independently associated with protection from cardiovascular disease. That's pretty good. Love and marriage, they go together like horse and carriage.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal, or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and you can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. We invite your phone calls this hour or next. And are you one of those who suffer from frequent fatigue? Well, there is a nutritional formula that I've been using and taking that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. And clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. And it even reverses some symptoms of aging. It works on the mitochondria. NT Factor is available in ProPax, a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants, pre and probiotics, and omega-3s, all combined to help you feel better. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may just want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT Factor. So Healthy Aging was born, a new product that's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So to order ProPax or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, chiropractors, acupuncturists, massage therapists, rejoice, because the American College of Physicians has issued new guidelines for the treatment of back pain. And what they're saying is, skip the meds. They are concerned about Americans' increasing dependency on opioids, which are one of the most commonly prescribed medications for pain relief, but also highly addictive. And they suggest that opioids should only be considered for chronic back pain when other alternatives, which are natural or prescription, don't work. So they even say that Tylenol is no longer recommended for acute lower back pain due to a 2014 study in the medical journal The Lancet that showed that it was no more effective than placebo. Well, recently there was a study of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, Advil and ibuprofen, and even prescription versions thereof, stronger versions of Motrin, which are like Celebrex. And it shows that those hardly put a dent in low back pain. Plus, they're associated with a lot of risk, of gastrointestinal bleeding. They can raise blood pressure, damage the kidneys. They can increase the risk of cardiovascular disease if used chronically. So there are also muscle relaxants, but I had a back problem once, and I took Flexeril, and it relaxed one part of me just fine, which was my brain. I didn't know anything for my back. So those medications really not very helpful, unless you just want to get knocked out. You know, if you want to be put out of your misery, just take a lot of medications and lie around in a stupor. But if you want to be functional, which actually is important for healing a back problem, is just, you know, don't necessarily engage in heavy activity, but try to keep moving through normal daily activities. You know, even if you're in a little bit of pain, you can work through it. So these new guidelines could influence how doctors treat patients with complaints of back pain. And one of the last things you want to do, apparently, according to studies, is get your back imaged, really. Unless you have such a severe back problem, like with tremendous pain that's radiating down your leg, or paralysis of one side, inability to stand or balance on one side, that indicates a severe nerve compression, which may entail a surgical solution. But if you just got back pain, do not get an MRI, because recent studies show that MRIs are notoriously bad at determining the cause of MRIs. Basically, it's like looking at MRIs like shuffling a card deck. What appears to be serious back pathology that's amenable for surgery may occur in normal individuals free of pain, and people with severe pain may not have any clear-cut anatomical problems that cause the pain. So MRI's expensive, uncomfortable. You know, you got to sit in that chamber for 45 minutes, and real waste of medical resources. Plus, they may erroneously point us in the direction of procedures which only have equivocal results in people who suffer from normal everyday back pain. Yeah, I mean, you've got tremendous nerve compression, and a disc is totally is totally compressing the nerve, maybe some relief. But usually relief is transient. Ultimately, fusing the spine, not conducive to long-term solutions. So they say here 80% of adults experience low back pain at some point in their lifetimes. I was talking to my chiropractor, and he said, you know, I said, I noticed that my back pain was worse in my 30s and 40s. And he said, that's actually fairly typical. Most severe back pain occurs between ages 30 and 50. And it's almost like things settle down later. I mean, yeah, no question, people can have more serious back problems like spinal stenosis as they age. But typical attacks, terrible spasm, occur in middle-aged individuals. So the American College of Physicians is saying now, we are advocating for really trying the non-pharmacological approach initially, especially for acute and subacute back pain. Opioids, they don't want to see. They talk about acupuncture. They talk about psychological treatments like cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness therapy with meditation, rehabilitation therapy, physical therapy, gentle exercise and stretching, yoga, tai chi, and of course, chiropractic, which I think this is a great vindication for the chiropractors who have long been labeled quacks. You know, like, what? There's nothing to it. But of course, there is. And they should be the primary care practitioners for people suffering from back pain. What good is it to go to your GP if you have back pain and then they give you powerful meds that don't work or have harmful side effects? It never pays off. All right, let's talk to Robert from Hedgman, New York. How you doing?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
A few days ago, I spilled some boiling water on the top of my foot.
Yikes.
Yeah, and what I did is I put some Neosporin, bacitracin on it, but I noticed my foot was getting more pink and irritated, and it was swelling. So I just went to the docs.
Yep.
And it's ironic because I just got off of two rounds of an antibiotic because I had a bacterial infection.
Yikes.
But he put me on another one, Bactrim, because he said he was concerned about the...
Next, it sounds like you're going to get a dog bite, so be careful there.
Yeah, my dog is over there. I don't know if there's anything else. I asked about a lower vera. He said, well, it's up to you. Don't use the bacitracin. It might irritate it.
Yeah.
So I don't, I guess
okay,
that's
so what
the
you,
way
what
to go
What you can do is, and this is, you know, burn victims and burn units often receive something called Silvadine ointment. It's spelled S-I-L-V-A-D-E-N-E. And that's, you know, tried and true. It actually contains silver, which is antibacterial and neutral. It's not, I mean, bacitracin might have, you know, he's right. It might have an irritating effect on the skin because of its chemical nature. It's an antibiotic. But Silvadine is pretty much a standby in hospital burn units for dealing with stuff like this. So, you know, I don't know whether you absolutely need to take yet another antibiotic for this. I mean, the skin wasn't even infected yet. I mean, maybe it's preventive. You know, aloe is also helpful, but I generally this, you know, here's a distinction. Okay. What's the difference of first, second, and third degree burn? Okay, first degree burn is, I mean, typically a sunburn is a first degree burn. Your skin gets red, and maybe, you know, you touch a hot pan and your skin gets red, but there's no blistering. When there's blistering, that's second degree, okay? When there's actually charring, you know, well-done porterhouse steak, you know, the skin is charred, that's a third degree burn, and that actually, you have to remove or debride the tissue that's actually dead or destroyed. In your case, a blister is formed. It's serious. It's painful. But, you know, this usually you eventually will recover without serious aftermath of scarring. But whether aloe is, I mean, aloe is certainly helpful in first degree burns. I'm not sure it's going to be helpful on second degree burns. That may be something, you know, that you may want to withhold. But try the Silvadine. That may be helpful in terms of providing relief.
And Dr. Hoffman, do you think the antibiotic, the Bactrim, and it's orally, it's not topical.
Yeah, I know.
Do you think, Do you think it's safe to do that? Because he was concerned that the foot started to swell. There was a lot of pink and there was oozing.
Yeah, you know, here's the deal. I guess what he's thinking is, you know, especially you get older, your circulation to your foot is not as good. So after a burn, there may be a greater tendency for blood to pool there and for cellulitis to develop. So it's kind of confusing. It's, you know, is it the burn or is it cellulitis, which is an infection of the skin? And I don't have his eyes. I'm not seeing what he saw when he evaluated you, but maybe he's thinking that there's the beginning of cellulitis or there's a potential for cellulitis, so he wants to give you an antibiotic. That's, you know, that's the rationale for that. I don't think it's necessarily bad. I mean, we like to withhold antibiotics whenever possible, but in this case, maybe it's justified. All right?
Thank you so much, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay, get well soon. And, you know, shoot us a line or give us a call when you tell us how it all turned out for you. Oh, the other thing is, by the way, try to keep your leg as much as possible elevated because that'll prevent the blood from pooling. Okay? Thanks for your call, Robert. All right, 877-726-TALK. Is our number, and you can, like Robert, get into the doctor's office and have a mini consult with me. This hour next. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's XLEAR.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And if you're interested in dealing with cold hands and feet, a great article in our newsletter this week by yours truly on the subject of natural treatments for cold hands and feet. So check it out. You can go to drhoffman.com, download the article. But if you were a subscriber, you would have received it in your inbox on Thursday ahead of everyone else. All right, let's talk to Bernice in Paramus, New Jersey.
Okay. Hello. I had a problem with tingling in my hands and feet.
Yeah.
And I went to a physical therapist, and yeah, they use something called the Rebuilder. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, it's kind of a sophisticated form of electrostimulation. You know, TENS, which is a device that you can, you know, put on your spine or a place that hurts, just delivers a steady state of electrical stimulation. The Rebuilder apparently is a little more sophisticated. It works on, it attempts to elicit feedback from you and then delivers a current with a frequency that is said to be helpful for knocking out your pain signals. That's basically how it works. Did you try it yet?
Yes, I have, and it seems as if it's successful. But I wanted your opinion on it.
Yeah, no, that's good. Look, I mean, I think that there's something really to this technology, and this is not the first time that a device like this has been introduced. There are probably several variations on this theme that have been around for the last, you know, 20 or 30 years. Uh-huh. But they're becoming increasingly sophisticated. And, you know, it's kind of like, let's give you an analogy. You know, if you get on a plane these days and it make a lot of noise, you can put on what are called noise-canceling headphones. And they figured out precisely the frequencies that diminish the sound of the jet engine and let you enjoy listening to an Intelligent Medicine podcast or classical music or whatever you want without interference. And that's a little bit what they're beginning to be able to do with pain. And so I think it's plausible. I think it's plausible. Okay. I'm not here to endorse the product. I just looked it up as you called, and I look at the rationale, and it goes, yeah, this makes sense. And, you know, if it works for you, great. because, okay. You know, and obviously when we have people who have neuropathy, we're trying to look for a cause. We might suggest they take B12 shots or take alpha-lipoic acid or acetyl-L-carnitine. Those are some of the more successful nutrients for dealing with neuropathy. I mean, it could be due to a cause. It could be due to heavy metal toxicity. It could be due to Lyme disease. I mean, there are causes that need to be figured out. But you probably ruled those things out, so that's why you're trying the device. Okay. Give it a
shot. Thank you very much.
Sure. All right, here's an item, very interesting item, on a vitamin that successfully treats glaucoma in mice. You know, glaucoma is an eye disorder where we don't exactly know if there's a nutritional formula. When it comes to another eye disease, which is macular degeneration, it's pretty clear that antioxidants help. Zinc and lutein and zeaxanthin and DHA from fish oil, selenium, perhaps vitamin E, all of these have been demonstrated to help. A lot of research on macular degeneration, which affects the center of the eye. That's where you lose the vision. But in glaucoma, it's the opposite. You lose vision around the periphery. And so what's going on with that? Well, new study, vitamin B3 successfully prevents glaucoma in mice. What is vitamin B3? Well, it comes in different forms. Niacin, niacinamide, and most recently, nicotinamide riboside, which is something that builds up levels of NADH within the bloodstream and the nervous system. And it's thought that the cause of glaucoma, at least in part, is due to pump failure. The fluid builds up, there's pressure, cells die in relationship to the pressure, and building up levels of NAD within the eye is a potential strategy for addressing glaucoma. Glaucoma also, in some cases, may be related to metabolic syndrome. Losing weight, optimizing your cholesterol and your blood sugar may be helpful in some patients, but are there specific nutritional supplements that help? Well, I looked it up, and this will be a basis for an article that I'm going to write in a couple of weeks. Vitamin B3, niacinamide, but even more plausibly, nicotinamide riboside or niacel, something that I've been talking about in terms of support for energy and protection against neurodegeneration, dementia, and so on, is a very plausible way of boosting NAD. Also, in a recent study, it was found that supplements such as creatine, alpha-lipoic acid, nicotinamide, as I said, or nicotinamide riboside, and epicalocatechin gallate, EGCG, may be helpful because they all counteract oxidative stress so that they're worthy of consideration for the treatment of patients with glaucoma. There you have it. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number. And this has been a great hour. We invite you to continue calling us. We got lots more to talk about in hour two. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, actually we have another minute, I think, to talk. So, in an interesting study, flag football is more dangerous for children than you think. It turns out, according to a recent study, looked at nearly 4,000 players in grades 2 to 7, comparing tackle football and flag football. It found that those playing youth tackle football had less injuries than those playing flag football. So, to the law of unanticipated consequences, we try to protect our kids by making them play play flag football instead of tackle. The speeds, the velocities of collisions that occur in tackle in flag football appear to be greater, increasing the potential for injury. That's all for this hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with chiolic aged garlic extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kaolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kaolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kaolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kaolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Kaolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kaolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.